If you can't make it out to the Riverwalk special food truck event, which is coming up Sunday at 11 o'clock, there's some movies you might want to see. Ken Jackman with Ken Dog's Movie House joins us live this morning. All right. Hello, Ken Dog.
Good morning.
Do you go by Ken Dog? Is that like everybody calls you that at the store?
No.
Hey, Ken Dog.
Surprisingly, no.
They probably call you Mr. Jackman in the position that you are there.
No, they don't call me that either.
Okay. Let's talk about The Conjuring. Here we go.
This is where the girls used to sleep, but we don't use it anymore.
Why not?
Well, most of the activities centered in this room, we were quite afraid that someone might get hurt, which is why we keep it locked.
I understand that Janet has levitated. Did that happen in here as well?
Yeah, more than once. And we've got photographs of that as well.
I'd like to hear Mrs. Hodgson's story from her, if you don't mind.
The neighbors donated them, and I hung them up, hoping I'd keep things from moving around.
Has it worked?
No. We can hear it all night.
Okay, so here's your problem, Ken Jackman. I am a huge horror movie fan.
Okay.
I love them. Saw The Conjuring. It was good. It was a good movie. My daughters, well, two of them like scary movies. One of them wants nothing to do with them. So what about The Conjuring 2?
This is one of the rare sequels that matches its predecessor.
Seriously?
This is really, really good. Yeah, and it helps that it has the same team behind the first one at the helm. James Wan taking a detour last year with Fast and Furious 7, decided to come back to the horror franchise, and boy, is he good. He really does a good job of setting up this story, which takes place in England, as you tell by the clip.
Yes.
And it's based on a true story. Who cares? To be honest with you, Ed and Lorraine Warren, paranormal investigators. They're kind of like a real-life Ghostbusters.
You mean some of them are not based on true stories? Wait a minute.
I know. Sit down. Oh, you're already sitting down.
Good.
But in any event, this one does... James Wan is great at doing the slow build.
Yeah.
This one has a few more jump scares and probably one of the scariest demon-slash-ghosts I've ever seen from design. This nun demon-slash-ghost. Guaranteed to give you nightmares in a good way. Really well designed. And the jump scares... I'm not ashamed to admit I'm a 225-pound, 44-year-old man who had to pull down off the ceiling a couple of times. Yeah. But it's really, really good.
And okay.
It's 4 out of 5.
Good. So Warcraft is open this weekend too, and an adaptation of the phenomenal game World of Warcraft. Here's a clip.
Wherever Gul'dan works his magic, the land dies. If our people are to make a home here, my friend.
Right, we're going to lower that right now because we're running out of time. But, so there's a big controversy going on between this room and that room because Jaron Bork, who runs my show, and Ken Jackman, who is our movie reviewer, says, big disagreement. He thinks that Warcraft's going to make all the money this weekend. You say it's The Conjuring, too.
Yeah, it's going to be The Conjuring. Based on the overnights, Conjuring beat Warcraft. It's going to be a narrow race. It wouldn't surprise me if Warcraft did come up on top by a little bit, but I think Conjuring is going to draw the audiences based on word of mouth.
Okay.
Warcraft is decent, just overstuffed. It's not as bad as the other critics have been saying, but they're busy building a world. I gave it a minor 3 out of 5. I'm a big admirer of Duncan Jones, the filmmaker, and he does as good a job as he can with a video game adaptation.
I did not think this was going to come our way, but now there's a sequel to Now You See Me, too.
You're going to fill up on appetizers or save room for the main course?
Where are the horsemen?
Well, you can chase them all you want. You're just going to wind up holding your own tails.
So this actually has Daniel Radcliffe and Mark Ruffalo in it. Good,
right.
Bad, thumbs up, thumbs down, two,
okay.
Three?
2.5.
Okay.
It just kind of spins its wheels. It's got some good moments in it and decent performances, but a big cast is wasted, I think, in this particular film. It's kind of a sequel nobody really wanted.
So two and a half. All right, so if you like scary movies, it's The Conjuring 2 for you this weekend. If you don't like scary movies, check out Warcraft. Great special effects in Warcraft,
I would imagine. Pretty much. Some of it looks a little green screeny, but it's actually pretty good.
A little green screeny, I like that. All right, thank you, Ken Jackman. So once again, where can they find you?
Dogsmoviehouse.com.
You got it.